It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're taking a look right now at the world of food and travel. Joining us is SLU Chaffetz School of Business Professor Jerome Katz, our KMOX business analyst, and he joins us every Wednesday morning. Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning. What's up?
Well, let's start with food, because at this point in the day, Tom and I are very hungry. But we are always hearing about how tough the restaurant business is, especially post or during and post-COVID, not just on the local level, but national chains, too, are taking a big hit recently. What's going on?
Well, it is. Folks are rethinking how to spend their money as inflation keeps draining our cash. So one of the challenges that restaurants have had is trying to get people to come in and spend money. And the traditional middle-sized type restaurants have had a really, really tough time. So we've seen things like Red Lobster closing more than 100 locations. They closed a location in Jeff City, but that's the closest they've come. So far, the St. Louis locations are there. But there are a lot of restaurants closing. And in fact, you would think when you look at the places closing, for example, the London Tea Room is closing this weekend. So if you're a fan of that place, this is your last chance there. And there are a lot of other places. The Chesterfield Cheesecake Factory just closed for the revamp of that entire shopping center into the new Chesterfield downtown. But the good news is, if you do like to eat out, there are a slew of restaurants that are opening up in the upcoming month. Places like Cone's Deli is reopening as Nate's Deli. And there are actually 22 restaurants that St. Louis Magazine says will be opening this month. Several barbecue restaurants, Mexican restaurants, Korean restaurants. So there will be a lot of opportunities for St. Louisans to try out new places in the upcoming months.
Jerry, let's look at travel. The summer travel season is winding down. The discount carriers are looking at their bottom lines. What are they doing, and could we benefit from that?
The discount carriers are living a really mixed bag as financial entities right now. You remember that JetBlue and Spirit were going to merge, but that got blocked by a court. JetBlue ended up having a surprisingly profitable quarter. Spirit, meanwhile, has been going just down the tubes. The thing is that all three of the big discount carriers, and include Frontier in there, are trying to figure out how to manage their finances in really tough times. And what they all seem to be deciding on is to delay or defer or even cancel orders for new planes. So they are stretching it out or even telling Boeing and Airbus, we're not going to buy all the planes we agreed to buy. The reason is every time a plane gets delivered, it costs them tens of millions of dollars to which has to be cash on the barrel head at the point where the plane is handed over. So this is a great way for them to save money. The trick about that for us as flyers is that they're going to be trying to make do with the older planes and with fewer flights. What that opens up is they get more and more desperate to fill every seat on every flight, because an empty seat is money lost to an airline forever and ever. So one of the things we're probably going to see during this cutback is that actually the prices for last-minute seats on airplanes will probably become totally rock bottom. So if you are open about where you're going and you're flexible about doing it at the last minute, it could be a great fall to travel in.
Well, we like the sound of rock bottom airline prices, so I guess that's a good place to conclude. Thanks so much, Jerry. We appreciate it.
Have a great week.
Jerome Katz is our KMOX business analyst, and he is with the SLU Chaffetz School of Business.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.